Vegan Booty Talks.
I'm running in. I have so much to say.
And we're going to be talking about vegans.
6 years ago, I became vegan because I got sick.
And I think my relationship with food actually deepened when I became vegan.
I believe that humans are the top of the food chain.
Now, choose now.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Vegan Booty Talks. Today, as always, Aurora Profit with you here, a vegan nutritionist, a healthy coach, and bikini athlete. I am jumping for joy today because I see a huge, marvelous rainbow in front of me because I'm making this podcast in front of a huge, huge mirror. A window, and it's an amazing view on the Hawaiian mountains. And this rainbow, it's a double rainbow. I have to stop this podcast and make this small video for you and post it on my Instagram because this is incredible. I never seen that crazy huge rainbow. Okay, guys, I didn't get back. I was glad that I actually stopped the podcast and made the picture because rainbow is already gone. Oh, yeah, it was so pretty. If you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and follow right now because my name is right there, Aurora Profit, and you need to see this rainbow. It just was incredible. Anyways, let's get back into the episode. I have a little bit of deep voice today, guys. Sorry for that. I'm just not getting sick. Don't worry. I just was yesterday having so much fun in the car racing with my friends and I screamed myself out. So my voice was lost yesterday, but it was such a great emotions. It was so much fun. My husband was having a birthday party and we were car racing. So it was really crazy scary because I am scared of the speed, but it was such a fun experience. Before we get into the today episode, which is super, super interesting one, because I got a question according to my supplementation, and I want to talk about that. And then I kind of start this new field with talking about different vegan, specifically vegan supplementation that you need as a vegan athlete. More than the regular person. So we already talked about creatine, about BCAAs and beta-alanine on my previous episodes. And if you missed those, please go ahead and listen to those. And today I got a specific question from all my followers and I want to talk about this specific vegan supplementation because I think it's important information. But the second thing is I always like to answer on your question, guys. And today we're going to talk about
leucine.
And I like that. Look, listen.
Leucine.
Oh my God. So yeah, I just wasn't sure how to pronounce that. So leucine. Why we need leucine. Before we're going to jump to that, just a quick update on my life, because I know you all wonder where I am doing. So I'm getting ready for a show. It's a Sean Ray show in Hawaii. So I couldn't miss that one, even though I wasn't on NPC stage for more than 2 years now, which is crazy. Almost 3 years. I did my last Olympia amateur in 2022, I believe. No, what I'm saying, 2022 is right now. In 2019, I think. And then it was COVID year and then it was war and it's still war in Ukraine. So I wanted to wait until this ends, but looks like this crazy situation in Ukraine is not ending at all pretty much soon, which is breaking my heart because all my family isn't there, but my life have to keep going. And since the show was in Hawaii, I couldn't hold myself off not doing it. I take this challenge again to go and push my butt on NPC stage and maybe try to get my IBB pro card, because maybe you don't know, I'm a WNBF pro, which is a natural division in America. Sipping on my water, don't forget to stay hydrated, guys. So I'm not the wellness bro. WNBF, it's not wellness. It's a natural federation. And I got my pro card there a couple of years ago. And I could compete there, but there's no shows in Hawaii from that federation, which is sad because I don't really want to travel as much financially. I really trying to save money to support my Ukrainian family. So I decided to try this one. And also, it's a new challenge. Even though I completely natural bodybuilder, I don't use any, even a pre-workout. I don't even use pre-workouts. I don't use any, you know, some specific bots. I don't use any fat burners. I don't use all this shit. No diuretics. I just completely natural. And sometimes it's hard to compete on the, and even on the AMBC level, because all those competitors usually use the specific supplementation that they mention. But I do use supplementation, natural one that you may want to try too. And as I always say, you don't have to try it. You don't have to use the supplementation to be your best and perform your best. If you have a great diet, if you nourish yourself, if you know what you're doing in the gym, if you don't miss out, and then you have a great proper training, you may don't need it. But sometimes it helps. And for those times, I'm going to talk about today. So let's talk about leucine. So the question I got asked, I've heard that vegan athletes can be at risk of getting too little leucine. What is leucine and why is it a concern for these athletes? So let's talk about what is leucine. Leucine is an essential amino acid that is important for overall healthy muscle tissue, as it stimulates protein synthesis and helps reduce muscles breakdown, especially after workouts. So we already talk about amino acids here. We talk about essential and non-essential amino acids on my podcast. And you can go and listen to that episode. It was episode posted with the name What's Up with BCAAs. Let me see. I will tell you when was that because I don't remember. It was on September 15, 2022. So scroll down just a bit if you missed that episode and listen to that first. Because if you don't listen to that one, this information could be really, you know, hard for you to understand. So anyways, I'm sure you listen already to the BCAAs one, or maybe you just, you know, smart. And then you did your research and you know what essential and non-essential amino acids are. So if you do know what is that, you know what is leucine basically. So for athletes who train regularly, like me, leucine is essential because it's to help them to build and rebuild muscles. So of course it's helping to build your muscles, but leucine is really comes in handy when you need to rebuild muscles, which means when you are breaking down your tissues in a gym, you need to rebuild them. You can rebuild them with a proper nutrition, but leucine is just some extra help that is get you the best recovery. However, you know, leucine is not commonly found in the plant-based foods. That's why I think a good idea to try to supplement that. And, you know, if you are a vegan athlete like me, as I always say, you don't have to. I was a vegan bodybuilder for more than 3 years, 3.5, and never used any supplementation, don't even take BCAAs. So I was fine. I was having amazing progress. But as we know, as you train more, and if it's your years of fitness and sport performances goes, you just slow down. Your progress is slowed down. Your body's adapting to those type of exercises. So that's why I looked into some of the supplementation like that to help my body get the best results. I'm jumping here to talk about productivity with you guys. I mentioned in the podcast before that I started to try out a new Magic Mind product to get myself in the mood and help me to get rid of coffee rush that I feel when I drink coffee.
I started my Magic Mind Challenge and I invited you to join me. And today I want to remind you about that. It's not only about the drink. For these 14 days, I challenge myself to do something good, and you should do too. It doesn't mean that you have to go crazy and do your best every second and change your life completely, because you can just choose one small task to do today that's going to get you better tomorrow. It can be like waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning, or taking out your garbage, or make your bed look pretty, something simple, and then plus the Magic Mind drink. This small task is just incredible, guys. I am already in the middle of my challenge and it feels great. What you can also get by joining this challenge is subscription worth $300. So how to get into the challenge? First of all, you go on the website and I will link the description down below, and you buy the 14 days Magic Mind drink with my specific code, which is AVROFIT, and it spells like AVROFIT, and all this information is going to be down in the description. So you buy the product and then you start your challenge. You choose only one task that you do in a day before you drink the Magic Mind, and then you film yourself. You don't have to film yourself every day, but I just really like to see your progress, and I want to know your feedback, how you feel about doing good things in the world. And plus, you're going to use the hashtags 14-day challenge, and this hashtag is going to save the Amazon forest. How crazy is that? Well, for each view on Instagram, the Magic Mind going to donate to save the rainforest. It's amazing, guys, that we can just do great things in the world, drink healthy, immune-boosting, productivity-boosting drink, and help save Amazon forest. How cool is that? Okay? It's just incredible. So go ahead, use the link down below in the description, order the product, see for yourself how you feel like, post about that with the hashtag 14 Days Challenge, and get this subscription for free. You're not going to regret it. Start today. If you wait for a specific moment, today is your specific moment. I'm here to tell you that today is the day when you start doing good things and you change your life. So what's up with leucine in the sport nutritions? Leucine and fellow amino acids Isoleucine and valine are the three branch amino acids that makes up about one third of muscle's protein. So if you imagine the muscle, let's say we imagine the biceps, and try to close your eyes and imagine it, and take one third of that biceps. And just imagine that one third of that muscles are makes up from amino acids, leucine, valine, and isoleucine. So those three amino acids are there in the third of your biceps. In the sport nutrition world, it's said that leucine is the light switch to the muscle recovery and synthesis after the workout. So as I said, leucine is really needed into the muscle tissue to recover from your training. Leucine act as an anabolic trigger and anabolic mediator to increase the transport of those amino acids into the muscles. So these amino acids accumulate in the muscle's free amino acid pool, and then it can be used for protein synthesis. A lot of research I read about this specific supplementation, honestly, not a lot of research made on the vegans, mostly it's vegetarians. But anyways, research shows that following exercises, this is a significant decrease. Research shows that people who following exercises get a significant decrease in serum levels of leucine. So it's decreased for about 11% to 33% after aerobic exercises and from 5 to 8% after anaerobic exercises and to 30% after strength exercises. So as you know, gym as a strength movements, and it means that when you train, being vegetarian or maybe plant-based, you lose about 30% of glucine into the muscles. So as a bottom line here, so for athletes who train regularly, glucine is essential to help to build and rebuild the muscles. Even though it's not enough of research made on the vegans, but even if vegetarians are missing about 30% after they work out, well, I could guess that vegans could get even more percentage down, okay? But what you can also do, if you don't want to supplement as much, you can get really incorporate foods high in leucine into your diet. So if you don't want to supplement as much, you may incorporate foods high in leucine. But if you don't really have an option to get those foods because you're plant-based, because we don't eat meat, fish, and dairy, you may just supplement. And I recommend to just buy leucine in the non-flavored, third-party tested form. You can use any brand that you like. I like the Ambrosia Collective, and you know this company pretty well. If you follow me for a while, I will add the link down below that you can maybe want to use to try and order your leucine. But you can also just get any third-party tested leucine, unflavored one, organic one, vegan one, and then just add it into your daily BCAAs that you take in the morning or whatever time, maybe before the workout or maybe after workout. But let's say if you are not vegan, you may wonder, okay, what are those foods that I can eat? Or maybe if you are vegan, what are those foods that I can still eat and get the protein and leucine? So according to the American Standard Dietitian Planner, which is you can find on their official American Dietitian website, the highest in leucine too is 1% cottage cheese. So in the 1 cup of the cottage cheese, you can find 28 grams of protein and 2.9 grams of leucine. By the way, ideally, if you are an athlete, to consume about 10 grams of essential amino acid within 2 hours after your training. So this is equals approximately 15 to 25 grams in total. Or 0.25 to 0.3 gram protein on kilogram of body weight. So this is ideally put you on 2.5 gram of leucine if you are taking about 15 to 20 gram of protein. So in the best absorption, take leucine with the protein. That's how it usually goes in the natural world, in food, right? So that's being said, if you add the leucine after your workout into your BCAAs or during your session, add about 2.5 gram into the shaker and you'll be covered. But what those other foods? So the cottage cheese I already mentioned, then you can use a chicken breast, which is going to give you about 2.7 grams of leucine on 4 oz of chicken if you're not vegan. And it's also give you 36 grams of protein. But we don't want to take any chicken or cheese because we are vegans. So what's the solution here? I got you guys. I'm here, a vegan nutritionist, to help you out so you can eat black beans. Yes, you heard me right. In the 1 cup of black beans, you can find about 15 grams of protein and 1.2 grams of leucine. Significant. It's almost the same as in canned tuna or protein isolate whey, which is growth to eat. I'm sorry for non-vegans out there, but whey protein is growth. If you see where it comes from, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, try black beans. 1.2 grams of leucine. Amazing on the 1 cup of beans. Now, what else? Firm tofu. You can get 1 gram of leucine on each 98 grams of firm tofu. So it's like about half of the cup tofu give you about 1 gram of leucine and 11 gram of protein. Awesome. Oh, next one is my favorite. Peanut butter. Okay. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter are going to give you 7 gram of protein and 0.5 grams of leucine. Not a lot, but at least something. And then from peanut butter. Who don't like peanut butter? I love it. Oh my God. My favorite one is Professor Nuts because it doesn't have any fats. How it sounds? It's a new slogan for them. And then you can also use my code AvroFit to get your Professor Nuts peanut butter with the sale. And one of my favorite breakfasts ever, you may going to be surprised, but in cooked oatmeal, in about 1 cup of oats, going to give you about 0.5 gram of leucine. So 0.5 gram of leucine in 1 cup of cooked oatmeal. And it's going to give you 6 gram of protein as well. How cool is that? Whoa, that's amazing. So this food research that I provide you here demonstrates that high quality animal proteins are a significant source of leucine, but some high quality plant-based sources are also have amount of leucine that's going to be enough for you daily if you consume those. So you may want to supplement just because you don't like beans, you don't eat tofu, or maybe you're a freak who hates peanut butter. Oh my God, if you don't like peanut butter and oatmeal, guys, please comment down below. Type it in my last post because I just don't get it how you couldn't like those things, okay? It's just amazing. And if you just like cook your breakfast, let's say you got oatmeal, 1 cup with a peanut butter, 2 tablespoons. Here we go. You got 1 gram of leucine. Double it, 2 grams of leucine. And you need 2.5 grams per day. You covered. But of course, as we go in the prep and then we are having a show in mind and then we lean out, maybe we're not going to eat 2 tablespoons of peanut butter or full cup of oatmeal. Right? So you got some restrictions going on there, or maybe you have an allergy, who knows, maybe you're allergic to peanuts or black beans or tofu, whatever. Maybe you don't like soy. So you may just supplement. And that's why we're talking about those great supplementation. So what I recommend for my clients and for you guys out there. So when I see a vegan athlete, it's important to educate yourself. You may don't need supplement in leucine, but it's good to know that leucine is really hard to find in the plant-based foods. And then it's good for you to know that you may incorporate specific foods into your diet in order to get leucine if you're focused to recover and build muscles. Or you just may supplement. But for example, like in your post-workout scenario, you may incorporate these foods that I mentioned. And then it could be plant-based, but it's going to give you a really great recovery and 2.5 gram of leucine. Which is on the other meals, you may don't want to consume firm tofu or beans, or you may want to just don't eat peanuts. Because you don't care, okay? But when you just train, or you maybe are wanted to recovery day after hard training yesterday, incorporate those foods and you'll be getting leucine to the best proper recovery of your muscles. That's, I think, clearly here what I'm trying to mention. I'm not trying to push you to get any supplementation. It's all your choice, guys. I just like to recommend to my clients be educated, especially if you are vegan. And also you can consider to take plant-based protein to help with your leucine levels because a lot of the time the protein companies add leucine into their plant-based protein isolate, and it's perfect. So I, for example, buy, you know, the Ambrosia Collective plant protein, which just has leucine. I do add more in my BCAAs just in case to recover properly. But if you are by the same protein powder that I do, or maybe just, you know, look on the ingredients list or what is inside yours, and maybe it's already has leucine. So just be careful, be educated, and enjoy your plant-based lifestyle. I think being plant-based and hitting the athlete goals is really easy nowadays. You just have to make sure you educate yourself and then read the labels. If you have any more questions about leucine, please reach me out. You can go directly to my website, which is auroraprofit.com, and ask me any questions right there. You can also sign up for no charge assessment that I'm going to discontinue to do soon. So if you are right there, have a question or want to be my client, but don't know where to start, please go ahead and sign up for assessment right now, because as more I get closer to the end of the year, is more packed I get with my schedule. So I'm going to discontinue those free assessments really soon. So you may need to do it just right now. I will add the link in the description down below. I'm sorry. I'm really tired. My brain is prep brain. I'm on such a low carbs right now that I'm just getting so weird with how I'm talking. I hope it's still understandable, guys. I don't want to miss on you and don't post the podcast. So I'm still trying to crush it. And I wish you all the best in whatever you're trying to achieve in your life. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Go ahead and live your best purpose life ever. Not purposeless, purpose life ever. That was me, Aurora Profit, with you. I'll see you right there, same spot, on the next week on my Vegan Booty Talks. Bye-bye, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and comment below. And I hope to see you here on the next week. Thank you for joining Vegan Booty Talks.